Nutrition, a special program for World Food Day 1992. When you travel to Asia today, you realize that food has become a real industry. It is easy to buy crackers in the streets of Bangkok, eat pork and rice in a fast food joint in Manila, and have a soft drink and sandwich at lunchtime in Delhi before resuming work. And you have the impression that you have had a super meal. Then how would you explain the high number of undernourished people in Asia, which is reckoned to be more than 400 million? Or on the other hand, that millions of overnourished people are developing diet-related diseases? There is no doubt that food is essential to our body, but it has to be nutritious for a better health. Food and nutrition is the theme for World Food Day 1992. Mr. Edgardo Valenzuela, the coordinator of World Food Day programs in FAO, points out that FAO's goal this year is to draw attention to the striking fact that we don't eat the right food.
This year's World Food Day will focus on trying to improve nutritional well-being of people through better food security for all. This means that the need to feed people and to enable all people to have both the physical and economic access to the basic food they need to lead active and healthy lives. We will have to encourage programs to promote home and community gardening and the raising of small animals, which can be an important part of assuring family and household food security. The need to ensure both the physical and economic access to the basic food that families need to be able to lead active and healthy lives is important.
Asian countries are developing at a high speed. Some people among the rich can follow the trend and adapt their lifestyles. Some others, the many poor, are left behind with no means for buying adequate and sufficient foods for their families. The Food Policy and Nutrition Division of the Food and Agriculture Organization, headed by Mr. John Lupien, asserts that development of the agricultural resources is needed to improve their nutritional status.
Special groups, for example, infants, children, pregnant or nursing mothers, and the elderly also have special needs with regard to foods. We feel from FAO that with regard to improved food supplies, that development of the agricultural resources and the people themselves are needed to improve the overall food situation. This can create employment and better income and improve access to food for all. Through better development of agriculture, of course, you create a sustainable situation which prevents many of the current programs of emergency food supplies, which only really should come into the picture when emergencies are needed. And that this overall development will also create more income that will enable countries to have better health care and improve education for the general population as well.
In Asia today, land has considerably reduced due to rapid population growth. FAO policy expert Mr. Ante Porta thinks there's a growing risk to agriculture being abandoned. That's why the mainstream policy should address the situation of the small farmers who form a majority of the population in the region.
Yes, we looked at the policies in a number of Asian and Pacific countries and their experience in terms of small farmer food production, and we have analyzed how and why they are left out in the mainstream of policymaking. We have done it in a number of countries, in the Philippines, in Thailand, in India, Sri Lanka, and we have put together an expert consultation of policy and policy practitioners on this subject in order to come up with how measures of how to restructure policy making so that the process takes into account the endowments and conditions of small farmers.
Studies by nutritionists in the Philippines show that malnutrition is also the result of a prolonged lack of vitamins and minerals, like iron, in the diet intake. The reason for that, says Dr. Demetria Bonga of the Philippines Nutrition Council, is because fruits and vegetables are not part of the regular diet.
People in more developed countries and among ASEAN are now recommending that we go back to indigenous diet, you know, less refined, less grease, and more of the traditional foods, more than the Western foods that have been introduced into our diet. So it's going back to basics, in fact, because as they said, you know, our traditional diets were better, you know, in terms of a balance between the fiber and the protein and less fats and so on.
In India, vitamin A deficiency is a major problem among the school-aged children between 5 to 12 years age group. Policymaking can play a key role in improving the nutritional status of the populations. Dr. Indira Chakravarti is responsible of the India Institute of Hygiene and Public Health, which has enhanced nutrition-oriented projects in the most depressed areas.
Instead of changing the regular food habits, we tried through this project to improve the vitamin A intake by helping them to grow vitamin A-rich fruits and vegetables. We took up this project again in a very remote tribal area where we have very high vitamin A deficiency rate. It is actually goes as high as 15%, starting from 5% vitamin A deficiency. We took four villages there, and we did the entire work with the help of the local panchayats.
As a matter of fact, one can conceive the best development project ever, says Mr. Antipota. But if it does not involve the people's participation, it would achieve relatively nothing.
We have done this, for example, in Papua New Guinea, where we assisted the government in terms of coming up with a methodology of a participatory approach to identifying investment projects, particularly targeted to the smallholders' access to market, and the ASEAN countries, a good example, Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, Indonesia.
In this fisherfolk village of southern Philippines, development planning is coordinated at a committee level under the supervision of the village captain.
At ang iba pang mga gawain niya.
Before the beginning of the fiscal year, we prepare the development plan, that is, from November to December. We have to be aware of the village community's needs, and then it becomes easier to identify the problems which may later be expressed as projects.
The village leaders are given a free training course in management by the College of Human Nutrition at the University of the Philippines of Los Baños, headed by Dr. Josefa Eusebio. It is one of the many non-governmental organizations in the country which has based its work introducing sound food and nutrition components as policy recommendations in a multi-sectoral structure.
We feel that to improve nutrition, you have to have the combined effects or impact of both direct and indirect interventions of both what we call palliative, short-term and long-term interventions, which will call for both interventions in health, education, and feeding, as well as improving their incomes.
Thus, small farmers are encouraged to raise swines in northern Philippines or poultry in southern China due to their short growing period, rich nutrition, and efficient returns. Asian countries, grouped under the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, will come up with renewed strategies and proposals for action at the very first International Conference on Nutrition, due to take place in Rome from the 5th to the 11th of December this year. The conference itself, organized by two UN agencies, FAO and World Health Organization, has as its objective, explained Mr. John Lupien, the need to better identify the problems of malnutrition and related disease factors throughout the world.
The conference wants to develop and adopt a strategy and proposals for action to reach agreed nutrition and dietary goals, and also it is intended to enable international organizations and countries to mobilize additional financial resources for concentrated efforts by governments, non-governmental organizations, and international organizations to implement strategies to improve nutritional problems.
It is important that attention to essentials, such as good and safe food, be not diluted by industrial concerns, such as diverse production and speedy technology. World Food Day 92 calls for a better look at tomorrow and care of our diet if we want to live longer.